This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
I am so excited. Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's Donna and Steve with Holly Roberts on My Talk 107.1, where we love local. Steve, look what I have in front of me right now.
Did you get a special delivery or did you stop at Popcorn Ripe? Oh, what the heck?
Oh, my gosh. So Sue from Popped Corn is on the line with us right now. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
How are you this morning?
I am marvelous. The sun is out. I'm at the store, and we're going to make some popcorn.
Oh, my gosh, Sue. Okay, so I was reading, you know, a little bit on your website about how you launched Popped Corn in Minnetonka with the goal of, like, offering the best locally popped fresh popcorn and fudge on the planet. Mission accomplished. I have to tell you, I am not a popcorn person. Like, whenever someone puts out a bowl of popcorn, I'm like, yuck, no, thank you, ew. And then you came along.
And you just go, I mean, like, you have to understand, Sue, you have, and I know this is the case with you and a lot of your customers, you've really cast a spell on Donna. So with what Donna just said, like, hey, I wasn't so much of a popcorn person before, and now I just love it. I bet that's not the first time you've heard something like that.
That is not. In fact, the very first time we advertised with you guys, Donna tried some and went on for a minute and a half about how much she loved it. Still pick a popcorn. So I knew we were on to something to convert somebody like that.
Oh, that's so awesome. Now, for people who have maybe been to your location, it's been too long since we've been there. We've done broadcasts there before, which are just so fun. In your Minnetonka location, if we went back to that same spot, you wouldn't be there, but you'd be darn close. Tell us about the move that recently happened for popcorn last year.
You would actually find Northern Fire Barbecue and Grill, who I know you love, in our old space. And we moved down about four doors into bigger space. And thank heaven we did so, because we were so busy in December, I don't think we could have done it in our old space. So we're about 50% bigger and just more room to make lots more products.
Oh, my God. Can I ask just the most basic of questions? Why popcorn?
You know, I wanted to do something different, and I didn't want it to be another women's clothing store. Because if I had to pick the color of the season, it would always be navy blue. And that is seriously part of my how I narrowed it down. But also because popcorn, you love it. I never meet somebody who's not cheerful when they come in, because they're here to get popcorn.
Right.
There's a reason every single month, if not every single week, to be buying popcorn, whether it's, you know, the NFL playoffs or Valentine's Day coming up or New Year's or, you know, birthdays. We've got a new customer who is now sending a gift box for all of their customers on their birthday.
Oh, that's such a great idea.
That's a great idea. I bet
Isn't
you hear
fun?
A lot of stories, too, Sue, where people come in and, it's you know, and not a lot of places get this, right? You go in, you do the transaction, you go home. But I bet at Popped Corn, they're like, hey, I'm picking up a tin for, and then you get to find out, oh, they've got a graduation happening. Somebody just got a job. They've got a family movie night. That's got to be a really fun part of what you do.
It really is. And, you know, one of the things that surprised me is how awesome our customers are and how much they go out of their way to tell other people about us.
Because
that has really surprised me. You know, it's one thing to have great customers, but it's another for them. We have one customer who comes in, buys products, and then goes and gives them away to people.
Yes, that's so nice. You know, I had sent a friend in, and this is a great idea for you if you're a business owner listening right now. For his holiday gift, he went in and got bags, because they come in all different sizes, you know, and savory, sweet, and just hand it out to your clients.
Donna's got a little bag right there. Not a little. I mean, that's a bag that you could really go through and have a lot of fun. But it's not. I think a lot of people think flavored popcorn and they only imagine the tin, Sue. And so maybe some people are like, oh, I don't know. Am I going to be able to get through all that? But offering it in different sizes in these sealed up bags is a great idea.
Well, we now offer some reclosable bags in some sizes because it's easier than the twist tie, and people are always dropping the twist tie. But we have 7 bag sizes, so you're right. You can get a mini if you want to just try it out. I sent over juniors because a mini for me is not enough.
Right.
I always want to go back for more.
You know what?
And then we have several that are larger.
And we'll have to run through some of the flavors, but I also want to point out, if you do get a big bag, you had told me that you could put it in the freezer for a while.
You can, and that surprised me. But we have a customer who used to do kettle corn for the state fair, and he confirmed it for me. We can start 6 months ahead of time, although we don't need to here, but he would start ahead of time. So if you get a large bag and you're not going to finish it all, it's great for portion control. You can stick it in the freezer, and it only takes a few minutes to warm up to room temp, and off you go.
I can confirm that.
Let's talk about a few of the bigger options, too. Of course, people just coming in and sort of a grab and go, and it's such a pick-me-up to your day. But also corporate events and weddings. Tell me about, so folks, you have brides, grooms, et cetera, coming in saying, you know what we want at our reception, to make it a party, to make it fun? We want a whole lot of popcorn.
Well, we do what we call a popcorn bar, and it's like a buffet of popcorn. And you can do it either in big open tubs where you serve yourself, or we have these little bags called event minis, which I love. They're single serving. They're about 2 cups. But we'll put a custom sticker on it for your event or wedding, like, thanks for popping in.
Cute.
All because he popped the question.
Cute.
That's great.
Oh, my gosh. That's adorable. What a great idea. And you've also got pins for, like, with the big game coming up.
We have a tin for each of the 4 teams that are still in the playoffs.
Oh, so, really? How
the
fun.
Bengals, the Chiefs, the 49ers, and the Eagles. So we also have for the other sports, if you're not a football fan, such as the Timberwolves and other NBA teams, Minnesota Wild, of course, and they've been playing really well.
Yeah.
And then we have a ton of colleges. We have a lot. U of M tins do really well in Minnesota. And just about any college you can think of for the bigger schools.
Awesome.
For the smaller schools like Minnesota State Mankato, I am an alum, so I had custom tins made because I wanted to make sure that we were represented.
Absolutely. Yes.
But you can get custom tins made.
Okay, this is fantastic. I had a question for you, and it totally slipped to my mind.
Well, let me ask one quick question before she goes, since you forgot yours, Donna. We're talking with our buddy Sue from Popcorn in Minnetonka. Go check out their bigger, new, expanded location. You know, we love celebrating local companies who support My Talk and really become a staple in communities. Just you as the individual business owner, Sue, the fact that, you know, we've talked about people coming in saying it's for a wedding, it's for a, you know, a promotion, whatever, realizing the part of that community that you've become, how does that make you feel? I don't know if you dreamed up the interpersonal enjoyment that you would get out of a job like this when you decided to open Popcorn years ago, but how does it feel like when you put your feet up at the end of the day and say, wow, we've like become a staple here?
You know, it dawned on me not that long ago that this has kind of turned into a big deal. We're just over 8 years old, and we have customers that have become friends. We have one of our customers, when we moved, he emailed me and said, can I come help?
Oh, my God.
I mean,
God.
This young man is a freshman in college. He's probably 6'6". And he helped us carry shelves down the sidewalk. And, you know, just customers have become friends.
It's
we have
community.
Our one of our original customers, Ivy, is in her mid to late 80s. And she comes in and is just a hoot. And we love to have her and see her. And, you know, sometimes she'll stop in just to catch up.
Oh, my God, that's so great, Sue. Everyone, go and visit
fun.
If you're a popcorn lover. Even if you're not, you will become a popcorn lover once you're introduced to Popped Corn in Minnetonka, just off of, is it Sanibel? It's Shady Oak. You'll see it right there.
Correct.
Look it up. It's poppedcornlikepasttense.com.
Sue, and we love you. Great to talk with you again.
We love you, too. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you, Sue. Thanks for supporting My Talk. Hello, Oscars are coming up. If you're having a party, look at this. We got the Vegas mix.
You're going to share some of that with me,
absolutely.
Right?
Oh. Everything but the bagel, dill pickle, cinnamon toast. I mean, they've got a pizza flavored, buffalo wings. I mean, all sorts of really creative flavors. So go and visit them.
We revved Donna's engine right there.